intuition in probably the most central way of the Churban by intuition. By intuition was a makom where literally we communicate with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Nevi'im were shluchim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They were called Nevi'im because they were the mouthpiece, the spokesman of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they were there to give type of techacha and instruction and so on and so forth. That was the relationship of Chai Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As they turned to Avodah Zarah and they wanted less and less to listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they took out their frustration on the Nevi'im. They would imprison them, they would throw them out, try to kill them, and so on. The time, a particular moment of the Churban was, there was Chari ben Yehuda Kohen, was somebody, was a Kohen Gadol, and there was a Ruach of Nevuah, that, like Ruach HaKodesh, that got in, and he stood up, it says in the Pasuk, the Pasuk of Ayam, Ayamun Me'alaam, Ayyamulam, Koyam Alakim, Lomach, and Emmet, this is Hashem, the Lit HaKarichu, Kazakim, as Hashem, Ayyam, and Esther. So they killed him, so he got up and he said, Abayisai, the reason why things are not going good is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, because you've left me, and you are doing Abayis. So it says, Vayikshu Alav, they got up and they stoned him. The king ordered him stoned. He did not like at all what he was saying and had him stoned there and then. And Chazal emphasized, says, if you show the Acha, Hechen Chorgisos, where was it? At his Nasim, at his Kro, Omrullah, he told him, Leibesus, Nasarisos, Elabesus, Kehan. In the Makam Avoda, in front of Kaviyachos, in the Makam Avoda, that's where the king ordered him killed. They left his blood there, and it says, Chazal also point out, that the king owed Yehuda, his father, a lot of Hakar Satov, and he didn't, and he wouldn't, he didn't think of it twice. So, because Klal Yisrael was so desperate to ignore the message, they were ready to kill a Kohen and a Novi in the Beit Hashem, in Ezra's Kohanim, to somebody that he owed his life to somebody that the king owed his life to. That's how horrendous, that's what it came down. It says they didn't cover his blood, and his blood was constantly and bubbling. And then the Buzagon came, and he said, what's this blood over here? And he said, oh, well, that's the way Kabbanis, the blood of Kabbanis, that's very special. He checked the Kabbanis. It didn't help. And he started, then they found out whose blood it was Chaya's blood. And he started checking up Klal Yisrael, Kohanim, and this and that. And still, Bulim Buzadron said, Gevalt, you want me to kill out all of Yishmael? That's when it slowed down. The blood boiling of the Navi is, Elaine would go to Elaine in the afternoon in the Akhtera of the Tainus Tibur, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Dibur is kind of a Yerid HaGesher, the Shomel HaYoshev. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's words, when they come down, have to realize themselves. Just like when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Yehi'or became light, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says Shuva Elai, we have to do Shuva. And if we don't do it, the message stays. It bombed. You can't get rid of it by pretending, by ignoring it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Divar Hashem is, it's not just a great call until it doesn't do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has accomplished. It was true in gracious. It's true in physical things. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, this is what shall be. It is. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends down a message of Emes to a Navi, it's there until it accomplishes. It may take a long time, but the blood boils. In other words, it's still the chiyuso and koho, the Dvar Hashem, until it accomplishes what it has to accomplish. So the blood of Zechariah was still the attempt to stop HaKadosh Baruch Hu from telling us what to do, for being mechiach us, and the blood stayed there until it accomplished what it had to accomplish. there's an additional bit of kina in this kina when he says, you know, he killed out all sorts of chasuvim, and everybody was, I'm sure everyone was being espoused, but still that work was a god. The guy that came to kill out, he lifted his eyes to Shemayim and said, do you want me to kill out everybody? I mean, how much more do I have to go? And that's when it stopped. There's a special desire to call yourself, like we said, we spoke a while back, that if we don't do something like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then we don't have, then we have no place to fill HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Our tefillahs are worthless. The Navi came and told us something, and we told him, shut up. We don't want to hear the message. So we there's no more tefillah. So now we come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and think, but I do have a request. It's a special omen to Klal Yisrael as part of what they did. That it's the greatest tefillah that did it, that saved them, that saved the remnants of Yisrael from being pulled out. And then last year,